Yes, he had me again for the homily. Father said I didn't do a good enough job last weekend, so I had to try again. So that's just a joke. So Sven and Ollie decided to skip Mass and go ice fishing. And so they get out to the ice and they start to drill a hole with their auger and they hear a voice say, "There are no fish here." Kind of looked at each other and they got up and they moved to another part of the ice and they got out their auger and they started to drill a hole and they heard a voice say, "There are no fish here." So they looked at each other and they got up and they moved to a different part of the ice and they took out their auger and started to drill a hole and they heard a voice say, "There are no fish here." And they looked up and they said, "God, is that you punishing us for not going to Mass?" And the voice said, "No, this is a skating rink manager. There are no fish here." That is just a joke. So I think a lot of times we're not much different than Sven and Ollie, because I think we tend to look for signs in our life, right? And it ties into the gospel with Jesus talking about people looking for signs and how the fig tree and its leaves tend to let us know when summer is near. And Jesus is encouraging his followers to kind of be aware. Be aware of their surroundings, be aware of the times. And I think this is pretty much just a part of human nature. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that humans had to be migratory just like animals. And so human beings had to be very aware of the signs, especially of the change of the seasons. If they would move from their hunting ground too soon, they could miss out on food. And if they moved too late, they could get caught in winter and die. And so I think for many, many years, humans had to be kind of in tune with the sign of the times. And that's what the gospel is talking about. Only for the gospel, it's talking about the end of times. This time when Jesus comes and will reconcile all of us, all of humanity, from the beginning of, what did the gospel say? From one end of the earth to the end of the sky, all humans will be reconciled. And I also think it's kind of human nature to kind of cheat the end. And this happened in the early church, because before we had the sacrament of reconciliation, there was only baptism. And what the early Christians would do, if they were adults, which at the beginning of Christianity they were all adults, what they would do is they would cheat and they would try to live their lives and then be baptized right at the end, so that they could live their life and do whatever they wanted and then be saved right at the very end. Well, it's a pretty risky game, but I think that we kind of do that too. Maybe not that thick, but I think that we tend to cheat the end as well a lot of times. Because we live our lives like, you know, we're not at church, when we should be living our lives like we are at church all the time. And so we shouldn't be cheating ourselves. We should be aware of the sign of the times. So if I look out in our society today, we're not any other society or any other. We have our own problems, right? And they're not that hard to see. Violence, just seems like people don't treat each other with respect anymore even. So the sign of our times is that we need the gospel. We need Jesus Christ. And I think that's what Jesus is trying to tell his disciples and his followers in the gospel, is that be aware of the signs of the time, but be aware that you need me. And Jesus is telling that us today as well. Jesus is saying to each one of us, we need him. We need him in our lives. We need him here at church. And we need him out in the world. Jesus also is telling his followers, be ready. Be ready, because nobody knows the time. Nobody knows the time when the Father is going to come and all this is going to get reconciled. So we need to be ready.
And I think that's the key. If we live our lives as being ready for that end at any time, I think we're on the right path. Because then we do try to live out the gospel. We are ready. We don't know when the end is. Nobody does. Each one of our ends comes when it's time. A friend of mine who just got cancer, I met with him this morning in my men's group, and he was saying, you know, he's kind of getting himself prepared for surgery, for the outcome. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But he said, I got a positive result. It's all located just in one area. They're hopeful that they can get it all, and everything will be fine. So he said, I'm very hopeful in that. And then he said, but who knows? I could get hit by a bus when I walk out of here. And it just kind of hit me like, wow, that's how profound is that? So here is this man who's going to go through a struggle that I have not had to experience, and yet he also realizes how frail life is because it could end at any time. And so we have to be ready. We have to be ready for that coming when it's our time. This life prepares us for what's coming next. And as Christians, we believe that when we die, it's only moving to a new life, right? It's not from life to death. It's not from life to nothing. It's not from living to no living. We move from this life to the next life. And it's our hope that that next life is as glorious as what we're promised. And I think that's maybe kind of the challenge. I was thinking about this earlier today. I'd been a smoker for quite a few years, and I had tried to quit dozens of times and could never quite make it happen. And I felt, you know, I just thought, well, I'm not strong enough, and, you know, just couldn't do it. But what occurred to me was that what I was failing at was I couldn't imagine my life not smoking. And once I could imagine my life without a cigarette, I was able to quit, and quite easily, actually. And I think maybe that's what happens when we think about the next life. We really don't know what's out there. It's hard for us to imagine what's next. But we also have to trust. We have to trust in the gospel. We have to trust on those. The saints, that it is real, and it is glorious, and it is something that we want to experience. And so when we live our lives being ready to be able to go and experience our oneness with Jesus Christ through eternity. And that's what we're after. As Christians, we also don't hold on to that hope ourselves. We pass that hope out into the world as well. So when we leave here, the Mass is short for dismissal. Because it's just what we start with, then we're dismissed to go out into the world. We are called to spread that hope to others. And if you look out at the world, I think you know that that world needs our hope. It needs us to share our message. It needs us to share our joy of what we find here, what we experience in the Eucharist, each other. The world needs that hope. The world needs to know that life comes after life, not death. So as we leave here this evening, we go back out in the world, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. What a wonderful time for us to be thankful for all that God has given us. But let us not ever forget that our call is the same call as the followers in the gospel. And that is, we're to be ready. We're to be ready to share our hope with the world. So when we go forth, let us go forth with joy and hope.